Now, as you know, we have a regular slot with Astronomy Ireland, and of course with David Moore, their chairperson, and as I always call him, Mr. Astronomy. He certainly knows more about the stars than almost anybody else in Ireland, I would imagine, or the skies and all aspects to it. So it's great having a chance to talk to him again. David, you're welcome to once more here on Connemara Community Radio.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
David, I suppose that at the moment the big thing that people would have been spotting is the full moon, which has been absolutely amazing. And of course, we here in Connemara have had lovely weather, not like the East Coast, where you're probably still flooded. But we had amazing, the skies have been incredible. But the moon has been really, really spectacular.
Yeah, once at this time of year, the moon is very high in the sky when it's full. Because when it's directly opposite the sun, so when the sun is low in winter, then the full moon is high at the same month. So December, January doesn't really make much difference. And we have the snow moon, as it's called, on the first day of February, the first full moon of February. And that, I was looking at it and thinking, God, it actually hurts your eyes to look at it. It's that bright. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, spectacular full moon. It's dwindling away now. The full moon only lasts two or three nights, so you have to wait till late in the night to see the moon in the coming week. But it'll be back again in March for the next full moon.
The one thing that I was actually at a sky watch thing with some friends recently, and we were looking at the moon, and somebody was, just through binoculars, I must admit, but somebody said that it was so bright it nearly kind of burnt their eyes. I mean, I know it's not like looking at the sun, but at the same time, especially with binoculars or a telescope, you're really seeing it in, up close and personal when you do have a look at it.
Yeah, we run a moon watch every March around the vernal equinox, because that's when the moon is a crescent, when you get to see the shadows cast by the craters and mountains. So in a telescope, you get your most spectacular view around that time. But you can see the moon almost every time of the year, at least at some stage, apart from when it's new. And I've been looking at it for decades, and it never gets old. There's just so much terrain to see. And members of Astronomy Ireland who get our weekly email, we've got, they go out every Wednesday, not last Wednesday, yesterday, but the Wednesday before, a link to a photograph taken by an amateur who stitched together 20 extremely sharp pictures close up of the moon to make one of the most incredible mosaics I've seen of the moon taken from Earth. So if you didn't get that, do contact Astronomy and we'll send it on to you.
Mm-hmm. And David, just about the moon itself, I mean, are we looking at the same face of the moon constantly, or does it rotate, or do we see different features at different stages, or what happens between the moon and us? What's the contact?
Well, yeah, the moon rotates once exactly in the same amount of time, about a month, 30 days, as it goes around the Earth. So that means it actually keeps the same face pointed towards the Earth. And it's all to do with gravity. The Earth's gravity, gravitational pull on the moon over billions of years has been enough to slow any real rotation the moon had down. So it's kept the bulge that the Earth pulls on the moon, the tidal effect that we have on the moon, it's kept it pointed towards the Earth now. And it happens with a lot of bodies throughout the solar system that their planet can actually force them to keep the same side facing toward their planet all the time. And the moon certainly does that now. It wobbles a little bit. Sometimes you see around the edge a tiny amount, but more or less the blotches that you see, the maria, the ancient people thought they were seas on the moon, they are the same patterns. Every full moon you'll see them more or less the same, certainly with the naked eye. So that's another thing to watch out for. You want to see the far side of the moon, you have to get a spacecraft and go out beyond the moon. That was a big story in the last few days, where the Artemis 2 mission that's going to take people around the far side of the moon, we hoped it was going to be this month, it got delayed to next month. So the earliest time they can relaunch is now March the 6th, so we'll be watching that closely and covering the whole thing in Astronomy Island magazine, as always.
Amazing. And from the point of view of planets that are up there in the sky, I think Jupiter seemed to be close enough to the moon, was relatively easy to find. But what else has been up there?
Yeah, Jupiter and the moon, the two brightest things in the night sky. So they were very close just at the end of January. But they'll do it again on the 26th of February. So if you get Astronomy Island magazine, you'll see this diagram showing exactly what that will look like. And these, the two brightest objects in the night sky being close to one another, they'll be so close, if you held your fist out at arm's length, you'd easily cover the two at the same time. But it's a spectacular sight to the naked eye to see it blazing away, as long as it's actually clear. That's the only problem we often have in Ireland. So I actually didn't get to see Jupiter near the moon this time at the end of January because of clouds. But hopefully you'll get a chance again at the end of February.
Yeah.
And naked eye sights like that is what we cover in the magazine every month. And by the way, also at our evening classes that are going on now. So you can sign up for those on our website today, astronomy.ie, and you'll get all the remaining Wednesday classes. And they'll be repeated in October, and you can do the entire course for free again if you missed the first class or two. And they're all self-contained, so you don't have to build one class on top of the other. You can join at any stage during the 8 Wednesday nights that they run. And that said, repeat it all. And by the way, you'll also get recordings of any classes you miss, so you'll end up doing the course twice, because we want to get more people knowledgeable about astronomy. So astronomy.ie, you'll see even classes on there as well.
Okay. So any other planets that we should be looking out for, or any other particular things that will be happening over the next weeks?
Yeah, well, on Jupiter, of course, it looks like it's the brightest star-like object in the sky every night this month. You can't miss it very high up. But if you've got a pair of binoculars, you can see its own moon side by side. And there's a link on our website to, if you know, you can memorize astronomy.ie/Jupiter. It'll actually tell you which moon is which the moment you click on it. So watch out for that if you've just even got a pair of binoculars. And only about half the members of Astronomy, because we're all beginners, have a pair of binoculars. And only about 1 in 10 has a decent telescope. So, you know, it very much is for beginners. And with a telescope, you can see its great red spot, its cloud belts, and the moon's doing their dance. They're in a different position every night. But the other planet's on view just about is Saturn. It's getting very low down now in the west. This is the last month we're going to see it. But on the 18th, it actually pairs up with the moon, a very thin crescent moon. There's a lovely, lovely diagram in the magazine showing what that looks like. So definitely don't miss that. Did I say the 18th? I should have said the 19th. So it was a Thursday night. And the planet Mercury will have joined Saturn and the moon in the sky. And because Mercury is making its best evening show of the whole year around this third week in February. So around the 18th, 19th, 20th, it'll be at its highest, low in the west, visible with the naked eye. But unless you look for about a half hour to an hour before it goes down, you'll miss it. So you need to deliberately go looking for Mercury. And it's been estimated that less than 1% of the Earth's population have ever seen Mercury live. And in Ireland, sometimes we miss it because we can have a whole week of cloudy skies and not get to see it at all. Hopefully that won't happen this year. And we'll introduce a whole bunch of new people to the elite 1% club, as we call it, for Mercury. So three planets to see this month. So it's quite a busy month. There's always plenty to see. The moon will line up this week with the brightest star in Leo, the brightest star in Scorpius, and later in the month it's going to pass very close to the Seven Sisters star cluster. That'll be a beautiful sight in a pair of binoculars.
Okay.
Normally you can see the cluster with the naked eye. When the moon's near it, the bright light of the moon tends to swamp it. But that's all explained in the magazine in simple language as well.
Okay, fantastic. Just before we finish up, you're having your lecture on next Monday, February the 9th.
Yeah, we do online talks for everybody in the country, all 32 counties. We invite an expert to talk to the general public and kids about their area of expertise. And we've got a speaker from the UK who's going to tell us all about galaxies. The Milky Way in particular, our galaxy, which made us, after all, how it's been made from lots of galaxies coming together over the billions of years that's been in existence. And then looking at other galaxies beyond, some of which are nothing like our galaxy, but some of which are similar. So if you want to know everything about galaxies, the star cities, you know, controlled by black holes at their cores, the black hole, if it didn't exist at the center of our galaxy would have evolved too quickly and we wouldn't be here. There wouldn't have been enough time for life to get started. So it's all a fascinating story about galaxies that you can watch from the comfort of your own home on Monday night, 7 o'clock. Again, the details are on astronomy.ie. So do go along there and follow us at least on social media, free of charge. And if you can afford about €1 a week, join Astronomy Ireland, get the magazine and the post every month, and the weekly email to update you even more often than that. And watch out for things like the Northern Lights. That's free on our social media, by the way. We predicted a big display last night. It didn't happen till 3 a.m., so we've got no reports of anyone seeing it from Ireland. But it's due to happen again tonight, because there's a humongous sunspot crossing the face of the sun at the moment, crackling away with explosions, hurtling material our way. So it's a very exciting week, and indeed month, for astronomy in Ireland.
Okay, well, David, again, thank you so much for being with us, and the best of luck, and as I say, we'll be talking to you again fairly shortly. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's David Moore there, Chairperson of Astronomy Ireland, talking about those various bits and pieces. So do have a look out at the skies this evening and see if you can see the Northern Lights. And the big thing with the Northern Lights, if you have one of these smartphone thingamabobs, is you take photographs with that. That picks up the colours better than our eyes. The lenses in there are much more sensitive, and you get amazing stuff. And I know the one that was there the 19th or whatever it was of January. Some people looked up and just saw black skies and saw nothing else. And somebody said, "Turn on your camera," and immediately got these wonderful reds and purples and all sorts of strange colours. So it's really, really interesting to do that, to go out. Of course, if you are going to go out at star watching, whatever you're going to be doing at that kind of thing, you kind of need to be out in the dark for about 20 minutes for your eyes to get used to the lack of light. Before that, your eyes aren't actually registering what you're seeing. You've probably noticed it a few times if you've ever been out walking at night time and you look up, you'll see one or two stars after you leave home, and suddenly you see 20 stars and 40 stars and 100 stars and millions of stars. And that's just because your eyes are able to take in the light. But as I said, if you have a smartphone, probably particularly, I'm not sure if every phone does it, but the smart ones certainly do, that if you hold it up to the sky, which looks kind of dark and black and nothing there much, you'll suddenly see these amazing colours. Now, if you're out there a long time yourself, you might see them, but that's a good tip for anybody, and then you can download them and keep them and send them around and whatever. Anyway, we're going to go with our break at the top of the hour. And after that, we'll have Sharon O'Grady, Arts Officer and Creative Ireland Coordinator with Galway County Council. We'll also have Brian Hughes from the Clifton Piano Festival. And we'll have classical music later on. So lots to keep us going between now and the end of the show. So don't go away.
This programme is sponsored by Galway Rural Development. Contact 091 574 858.